John chapter number 15. I'm going to begin reading at verse number 18. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world, the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. That's as far as I'll read for sake of reading. And I want us to look through the Bible at some of these verses about being separate, being different, being separate or being different as a child of God is something that we are saved to. It's something that we are called to. We are sanctified or set apart to be different. The Lord gives us some statements right here in John 15. He told us to expect that the world will hate us because it hated him. Now, if the world doesn't hate us, then we've got a spiritual problem. Because Jesus said, they're going to hate you because they hated me. If we are Christ's, if we belong to him, if we are truly his disciples, if we are really following after him, the world is going to hate us. We cannot get comfortable in this world and think that the world is just going to cozy up to us. I think that's a big problem today. That's why a lot of denominations have cozied up to the world. He said, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Look at this. If ye were of the world would love his own. If ye were of the world. Now listen, that tells me that ever since we became born again, we are not of this world. Not of this world. You talk about a high calling to be able to say, I am not of this world. That's that spiritual man in us. Are you listening to me? This flesh is of this world. But the true you, the true me, that is saved of God, God breathed, is not of this world. And he makes that clear. I think, help us to walk in this world knowing we're not of this world. If we would recognize that more. I am not of this world. I shouldn't try to fit into this world. Amen. To be like this world. He said, come out from among them. Be separate. Be different. Be separated from them. And touch not the unclean thing. Didn't he say? If ye were of the world would love his own. You see, they love them that are like them. But they don't love them that are different from them. I mean, listen, it don't take much. Just turn on the TV, watch a little bit of news, how society is today. You'll find out that people, there's gobs and gobs of people that are perverted. And if you ain't perverted like them or believe that it's okay to be perverted, they are going to hate your guts. They ought to hate us. And we should still love them, pray for them, show true Christian love, amen, but never put our approval upon their sin or their lifestyle. We can't do that. And they're going to hate us for that. The world is going to hate us for standing the way we are, just for not being of this world. We can't live a certain way and be of another world. We can't be, listen, I could go to Germany and I could try to tell them people I'm of Germany, but I promise you they'd figure out real quick I'm not of Germany. Amen. They'd say, you're an American. Amen. I wouldn't even pass for somebody from England. Amen. They know by our accent. That's right. Listen, and that's there are things about the world that identify the world. There are things about Christians that identify Christians. And it should be separate. Listen, there should be nothing that we do that is in league with the world. Are you listening to me? Lord have mercy. I know we have to live in this world. I'm not talking about working and having a home and, you know, I mean, listen, those things, God is the one who founded those things, the family, amen? And they've taken and tried to pervert what God has established as far as the man working by the sweat of his face, amen? The woman being who she is, the childbearer. And are you listening to me? Oh, yes. He said the world is going to hate reproof. Its evils, listen, are exposed by Christian living. Just living for Christ. Just not being of this world exposes this world. Amen? Light rebukes darkness. Just being light. Are you listening? Just being what it is rebukes the darkness. It doesn't have to do anything. Just what it is as light. It is a rebuke to the darkness. And you and I, just being a child of God, should rebuke the perversions of this world. It should rebuke false religion in a false way. Amen. The world should see true love. True love coming from the child of God. I'm talking about God's love. Amen. That's right. God's love's not perverted. Amen. It's not hateful. Amen. Spiteful. No. God's love, I mean, is so pure. It is merciful. You look in Corinthians 13, it tells what love is. And the world, listen, they are at war with Christians. Amen. The natural enemy of the world is God and His children. We've not intended to make ourselves the enemy. They are the enemy of God. Nowhere in Scripture does it say we're their enemy. But they are at enmity against God. They are the enemies of God. Amen? And, the Christian should hate his ways. Look what the Bible said in verse 19. In the middle of it, he said, I've chosen you out of the world. We are chosen to be separate. We are chosen to come out. Amen? Chosen to come out. And he said, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake. We are persecuted for his name's sake. We should glory if we're ever persecuted for his name's sake. But most of the time, it's sad, Christians are being persecuted because of their failures, sins, shortcomings, short-sightedness, wrongdoings. But to be persecuted because we are like Christ. And the world is confused. Listen, don't ever think that the world has an identity on God. They don't know God. They don't know love. They don't know Jesus. I promise you, the world, they'll say, Jesus had long hair and drank alcohol. That's what the world will tell you about Jesus. And that's the farthest thing from the truth. Are you listening to me? They don't know Him. They don't know Him. But we know Him. Amen. We know Him. We know Him. Listen, God calls us to be separate. Amen? He said in the book of Exodus, God was talking to Israel now. He said, thou shalt not follow the multitude to do evil. Neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrest judgment. In Exodus 34, he said, take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. You see, what he was telling them when they were coming into Canaan land, don't you make a covenant with them people. You've made a covenant with me. You make a covenant with them to say, hey, let's all just live together here. And, you know, we can swap daughters and sons and, you know, just get along, amen, and learn one another's ways and accept one another's ways. God's people ain't supposed to make covenant with the heathen. We're in covenant with God. Amen. God has called us out to be separate, to be different. Amen. Israel is God's chosen people, earthly people. The church is God's chosen people, heavenly people. Amen. Theirs was the promised land. Ours is a promise. Heaven. Amen. Now listen, God tells us not to be like them, but to be separate. In Psalm 1:1, he even told them, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Look, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Come out from the ungodly. Proverbs 4 said, enter not into the path of the wicked. Go not in the way of evil men. Amen? We see the world, and listen, most of the time people today see them doing something, eating something, drinking something, wearing something, looking a certain way, and we're like, man, I'd like to do that. Go that way. Amen. Listen, all it took is one little blonde-haired girl to do a blue jean commercial that's got the world crazy about them blue jeans. Are you listening to me? Everybody wanting to do the same thing. Follow after the same way. Amen? No, God said, don't go into the path of the wicked. Amen. That's why it's advertised, to try to make you feel like you're missing something in the world. Amen. Oh, no, listen, we're not missing anything in this world. God's got what we need. Amen. He's all we need. He's got a place for us. And a time for us, and a promise and hope. God's got great benefits for you and I. I promise you, the world's going to be wishing they had what we had when Jesus comes. Like the five foolish churches, they're going to be wishing they had got the oil in their lamps. Amen? That's right. They'll realize the oil for the lamp, that was important. That was what was important. He said, be not thou envious against evil men. Don't envy what they are. Come out from among them. Quit staring at them. They're not gazing stock. We're gazing stock. Amen. Amen. The Bible calls God's people the gazing stock. You know what that means? That's that best of the flock, best of the stock. Amen? That you show. That people look upon and say, yeah, that's what that guy raises, or that's what that guy is producing. Amen. Gazing stock. The world is not gazing stock. Don't be envious against evil men. In 1 Corinthians 5, he said, I've written unto you,
not to keep company of any man that is called a brother, be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or extortioner, with such an one, no, not to eat. People that live that kind of life. Listen, even if they say they're a brother, they're not acting like a brother. That kind of life ain't acting like a brother. You know what that kind of brother will do? They'll sit down with that cup of wine in their hand and sip on it and say, you know, ever since I just gave my life to Jesus and quit worrying about what's sin and what's not sin, I'm just as free as a bird. Wow. Try to entice you. Try to make you envious of their lifestyle. Listen, if you're born again, saved, you're not of this world. Don't long for this world. Long for what God has. God has got so much for you and I. So very much. Oh my. He said, be ye not unequally yoked together in 2 Corinthians 6. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? They don't. There is no fellowship between the two. There is no communion between the two. They're different. They're just different. Not all water is drinkable water. Amen. You got sweet water and then you've got salt water. They don't mix. They don't mix. Oh my. God calls us to separation. Amen. Calls us. He had given us examples. I mean, listen, if we don't separate, if we associate ourselves with the world, it brings misery upon us. Amen. In the book of Numbers, the Lord told them, but if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides and shall vex you in the land wherein ye dwell. That's what the world is to us. Pricks in our eyes, thorns in our side. Amen. What we let in will bring misery. It's never going to be what it tries to aim to be. What it's advertised to be. Amen. They advertise a good time with beer all the time. Icy cold. Amen. Sunk in icy chest. And people on the beach drinking it up. Partying, having a good time. They don't show you the man puking his guts out. Amen. Drunk out of his mind. Cheating on his wife. Destroying his family. That's what sin does. Amen. That's what the world does. Amen. Oh, Lord. Whew. It'll bring shame. Yes, in Proverbs 28:7, he said, whoso keepeth the law is a wise son. Now listen to this. But he that is a companion of righteous men shameth his father. You can't, listen, God's even telling us, you can't, like letting children run with riotous children. It's going to affect you, it's going to be a shame to the father. That means that child's going to get into something. God's saying the same thing for a child of God. We can't run with the world. We can't run with them that's riotous. We shouldn't want to. We shouldn't want to shame the Lord. Listen, Peter, I mean, look what happened to him in one night. He began to warm himself by the fire of the world, didn't he? It didn't take much. Standing where they're standing, warming where they're warming. Started cussing, denied the Lord. God knows how the world will affect us, especially if we're weak. Listen, we're not supposed to go to them. You're not of this world. Remember that. Listen, the very thing, the best thing Peter should have done is look, when he got there, looked around and said, "This is not my crowd." Amen. I need to go find John and James. Amen. I need to go find my crowd. Go get with them that I've been walking with for the past 3 years with our Lord. Amen. I need to be close to Him. That's where I need to be. I don't need to be warming by the fire of this world. No. I need to not associate with this world. I am not of this world. God saved us. Amen. He made a new creature born again. Regenerated. You know what that word comes from? The base word is gene. That's what makes up a person. Their genes. We've been regened. Amen. Regenerated. Made new. Not of this world. An heavenly people, a spiritual people. Oh my. Whew. We need to separate from the evils of this world. Who was it, Peter, that testified in Acts 2, said, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." Wasn't that Peter? Save yourselves from this untoward generation, this warped generation. The world is warped. Oh, the preacher, it's not as bad. It's not warped. It is cursed. Are you kidding? It's cursed. Yep. Been cursed ever since Adam. We're living on a cursed earth with a cursed people. We were born into a cursed family. Amen. Amen. I'm not cursed anymore. Amen. My curse hung upon a tree. Yeah. As it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." Christ died that you and I could be made new. Amen. Amen. To bring us unto Himself. To make us His people, the people of God, the children of God. Yes. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, Ephesians 5, but rather reprove them. Have no fellowship. Listen, God, when He saves us, and we need to identify. Listen, this is our identity. This is our identity. This is what we are called to. This is what we are saved to. Everything He has done for us is to make us new. Amen. And to bring us out. Amen. We need to always be looking to identify what the world is. What the world is. What it does to people. In Ephesians 5, when he said to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. See, that's the world, works of darkness. But rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. The world is shameful. The world is in darkness. He said, have no fellowship with the works of darkness. The world is darkness, in darkness. You and I are in the light. John, little John, he said, walk in the light. As he is in the light. Amen. Why? Because we've been saved out of the world. Out of the darkness. And the works of darkness. Those things that he would go on and mention. Different sins that the flesh does. It's more than even just that. Let me show you a few things in Ephesians 5, and I'll be done. I can't get all this tonight. He said, it's a shame to even speak of those things of them that are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. And how are they reproved? Again, by the light of the child of God. That light that Christ has made us. That light that come from Him. He is. He is that light. And then he said, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. In other words, whatever it is that brings to light those hidden things of darkness. See, they're in darkness. People can't see. That's wrong. That's wicked. That's sin. Light shows that it is. It makes manifest that it is. Well, if we're not separating, then we're not manifesting to the world that, of what it is. He said, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Different from the world. Circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Isn't that what he said?
Right.
Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I see the world, and I'm going to tell you something. I don't see people giving thanks. I see people whining and crying about what hadn't been given to them.
Right.
Yep.
Amen.
They've got so much. They are overflowed with the blessings of God, and they don't even realize it. They're standing there like a bunch of brats. Give me more, give me more, give me more. The child of God should be saying, thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Well, bless your heart. We are different. Called to be different. Called to separate. Every day of your life, you should strive to be separate for the Lord's sake. To want to be like Him. Amen. I want you to stand. I'm done.